Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go on out and see how futures are trading. Trade resumed this morning at 9:30 Central Time. Haven't been trading only 21 minutes now. In Kansas City, March wheat at 8:33 and a quarter is up 2 1/4. May, 8:43, up 2 1/2. March wheat in Chicago, 7:76 and a quarter, now a half, down 1 1/2. May, 7:86, down 1 3/4. March corn, $7.50, up 2 1/4. May, 7:02 1/2, up 2 1/4. July, 6:99, up 1 3/4. September, 6:21 3/4, up 1/2. December, $6.75, up 1. January soybeans, they're in delivery. They're 14:24 3/4, up 6. March, top step on the trading floor now, 14:14 1/2, up 5. May, 14:04, up 4 3/4. July, $14.50, up 5 1/4. November, 13 at 13:08 1/4, up 5 1/2. January soybean meal, 4:16:20, down 4:40. March, 4:14:50, now 40, down $5. January soybean oil, 50.43, up 127. March, 50.97, up 127. February live cattle, 132.67 1/2, up 37 1/2. January feeder cattle, 151.55, up 15. And February lean hogs, 85.70, down 2 1/2.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us now with a look at the futures market is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
A little bit of old school this morning at 9:30, kind of watching the screen and seeing what that first pop would look like.
Well, that's true, and it really did feel extremely strange. There was just no question about it. Unfortunately, you know, we saw a tremendous pop, and it looked just like the champagne bottles going off on New Year's Eve, and the market right now looks like it's drank way too much because it certainly slid backwards rather rapidly.
25 cents or thereabouts on the open in the beans and 8 or 9, 10 cents on the corn, given that all. So who's in this market? Are we seeing short covering? Are we seeing new specs? What are we seeing?
Well, I think we did see a little bit of short covering. I think that people anticipated that there'd be more of a reaction to the fiscal cliff, even though all they really did was put it off, more or less. Dollar is down. And, you know, we're seeing some interesting things going on, Dave. When you look at corn, you know, the carry between March and May is getting tighter. Says to me that, you know, we've got opportunity. Maybe commercial interest is getting stronger, and that could be bullish in the long term. But, you know, you look at the big picture. We gapped open. You know, we need to stay above $7 on March corn just to hold the 10-day moving average. When you look at beans, well, basically, we gapped open on everything today. We have to stay above 14:30, which we haven't been able to do. We're back at 14:27 right now, and wheat never even made it above the 10-day moving average. So, I think when you look at the big picture, you've got a combo of people who are excited about the fact that the fiscal cliff now should be in the background somewhat, and then you have other people who are sitting here saying, well, you know, this is a great opportunity. You know, when you look at the technical indicators, it doesn't say to me that basically we should be getting wildly bullish right at the moment. And I think people are going to be somewhat cautious as we go into the USDA report next week.
I think the big player this morning was March soybean oil, 51.05, up 135, probably in reaction to the biodiesel tax extension in the farm bill.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. I think, you know, and yet, you know, when you look at the bigger picture there, I think that we'll probably see that weaken back too as we move forward. The market itself, as you know, the biodiesel thing is a big deal for us in so many ways, kind of a double-edged sword. You know, now all of a sudden we look at the potential for more beans being used when we're really, really tight on beans to begin with. So just amplifies how much more important it's going to be to see good weather down in South America and have their crop improve. And we really need to have decent weather here.
And those first beans should be coming off down there in about 3 weeks, I would think.
Well, that's what they say. You know, we'll have to see once. Brazil now has been picking up some rain, and which is, you know, it's not exactly what at a welcome time, let's just put it that way. It would be like us getting rain as we get into our harvest time. And so they do have a very, very long harvest season. So their earliest beans will come into the marketplace. Still doesn't mean, you know, if the U.S. dollar continues to weaken, we will we'll still be more competitive than they are just due to the freight rates.
That dollar did weaken quite a bit this morning off of that fiscal cliff announcement.
It did, and yet, you know, we're still trading at 79.5. So, you know, we're in that mid-range on this dollar. Nobody, I think, feels comfortable. I think the market is very much like the alarm just went off this morning, and now we're going to try and figure out where we're at. And we'll move forward probably. We'll probably see more real action as we get into next week. And the market starts to trade normal, you know, normal hours, normal days, everything else. But at the moment, it's just kind of lost. I looked at the weather. You know, we had some snow around here and in a number of different places this weekend. So I thought I was going to look to see once what the Mississippi River was doing down there at St. Louis, because we haven't talked about it much. And it's at -4.3. So it has improved some, even though it's just a little bit. You know, it's something we need. Let's just put it that way. We need that river to get moving, and we need everything else to resume. Maybe in some ways we're fortunate we don't have as heavy a corn exports as we would like to have right now.
I think with FC Stone and Informa probably coming out with their estimates for the final crop production and WASD and winter wheat seedings, quarterly grain stocks, reports coming out a week from Friday, think focus will quickly come back to the fundamental side, probably heading into next week.
I would certainly think so. I mean, you know, for the longest time now, we have not been really trading fundamentals in grain at all. We've just been trading fiscal cliff and what's going to happen. And, you know, it's interesting. Have you been following crude oil? Crude oil has been up almost $8 since the 11th of December. And we're above 93. I follow the difference between London and here, mm-hmm. and we're running at about a $17 spread. And so London is currently at 111. Unfortunately, the trend would be higher for us all the way around. And so, you know, these low gas prices that we've been enjoying, and I don't know how I can even call them low, but the low gas prices we've been enjoying probably won't be around for a long period of time.
My definition of low is something under a dollar.
Well, yes, I know just what you mean, but unfortunately, I really don't think we're going to probably see that again.
So what should traders be doing, hedgers be doing?
Well, I think, you know, if you're a hedger, you still have to be looking, following basis and looking at what basis is doing, even though we're getting a tighter spread. If basis is backing off, which in most places it's not, you've got to be thinking about what you want to do. And, you know, we're into a new year. Biggest concern always seems to be paying taxes, so we're beyond that point in time. My bet would be that a lot of guys are going to just basically sit back. And if you're going to do that, you need to make sure that you've got these prices covered. You know, overall, when you look at the bigger picture, we have a tremendously big crop coming on down in South America on beans. We have weather patterns that seem to have changed somewhat. And not that they've taken care of the drought, but it's the trader attitude that you've got to be concerned about. And so I think that getting some protection in on the 13 crop is a wise thing to do, using options, though, because we just don't know where this market might go.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.